Data doctors report to the studio. You're live in 2 minutes.
This is the Data Doctor's 2 Minute Drill.
It started on Pinterest. That's where I really noticed it first. Why has everyone got their panties in a bind about terms of service?
TOS.
You clicked next, 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 agree.
I shouldn't have to read. Look, it should just be what I want and they should know it.
Whether it's Pinterest, Facebook, apps, if you don't read it, you do not have the right to bitch and moan.
Well, can
I'm sorry.
You do have the right to stop using it, though.
Right.
Can we back up for a second?
Go ahead.
Aren't these free services that are designed to, you know, kind of increase their reach and features, and don't computer-based things change constantly?
No, no, no. Me. It's what I want. It's what I need. They should make it for me.
Okay, so all of these online services, they're always going to be exactly the same for the next 10 years, right? I mean, get a clue!
Yeah, the biggest problem is that when they realize that their information is being shared in ways that they didn't agree to, but wait a second, you did agree to it because you clicked.
I agree.
Right. And when you do that, you agree. And if you don't read the 5 pages, the 3 pages, or the pages.
Forget. Let me save everybody time. You are the product, not the customer. Okay? Repeat after me, everybody. I'm the product, not the customer.
Here's how you'll know when you're the customer.
How's that?
When you're paying them.
Ah.
Ooh. So you understand who pays them, right? The advertisers.
Yes.
They're the customer.
These guys make money from eyeballs. Your eyeballs.
The price you pay for free, it's called information. And it's your information. So shut up and stop your whining.
Or don't give it up.
Or toss the toss.
Two-minute drill. Stand by.
Cue intro music in 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2.
Live from Data Doctors HQ.
This is the Data Doctors radio program, delivering tech knowledge for your technology.
And if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show where you listen, laugh, and learn, better known as the Data Doctors radio program.
Each and every week, we help thousands of people in our stores all across the country, and then we come here on the radio and we help you for free every weekend.
We are the Data Doctors, clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Ken on the left, Brandon in front of me, and it's me, Spanky, here to provide you education and entertainment. We call it edutainment.
Hey, is your life out of control? Has your inbox become unmanageable? We can help you tame that.
Plus 404, it's not just an area code, so what's it mean if you're surfing?
And can social media make a bad guy famous, and why would we want to make him a star?
Data Doctors radio program.
The new, improved,
whatever,
iPad 3 has arrived.
So, not iPad 3.
iPad HD.
Not iPad HD.
Has arrived.
The new iPad.
Or just iPad.
Product without a very interesting name. So, yeah. Obviously, the whole tech world is abuzz. The general media world is abuzz because Apple had this major announcement.
Yes.
People are asking us about it all over the place, and we're getting stopped in parking lots and Starbucks.
We are?
And we're... I am. And, yeah. Nobody knows who he is.
Everyone.
And
everyone. No, you know what they want to know, though?
You're the other guy.
Are you related? That's all they ever want to know.
So... I was a little busy yesterday, and the Mac and Gato show called and said, hey, can you guys come on the air and talk about, you know, because everybody wants to hear. So go ahead, Smanky. What happened? What happened yesterday?
Here it is.
So let's bring in our buddies from the Data Doctors radio program, Brandon and Spanky. What's the new iPad do? This is what everybody wants to know. It's the simple question. What does it do that's going to really, really interest someone who wants to buy it?
Well, first of all, I think they upped their game with the Retina display. For if you don't know what the Retina display is, it's very...
I hope he's not on an iPhone.
That was an iPad. He was on an iPad.
Did we lose him?
Yep.
Solar flares?
That's hilarious.
What the iPad does is it takes your voice and makes it sound like you're whistling in a tunnel.
Sean, he is on an iPhone.
That's great. That's great.
That is awesome. The Data Doctor guys are on the iPhone and they crapped out. That's fantastic.
There goes my question. How reliable is it?
So I step aside. I'm a little busy. So you muttonheads, are asked to do this interview. Yeah. How long have you been in radio, Spanky?
A long time.
How long?
25 and a half years.
Wait a minute. And they asked us like an hour beforehand. And, I specifically said, okay, are you guys going to call or how are we going to do this? And Spanky says, no, 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 I got this.
Yep.
I'll call you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and what did you do, Muttonhead?
I didn't use a landline.
and worse than that, so he calls
and I
and gets the station on, and he conferences me in. Of course, when his thing drops,
yes,
it drops me too.
Yeah, okay.
So the lesson for everyone out there that probably already knew this is if you have an important conference call, even though you can do it on your iPhone, Apple fanboy, grab a landline.
To be fair, it wouldn't have mattered if it was a Android phone or whatever's phone because, well, where Spanky lives is a bomb shelter, basically, and you can't make calls there.
You, Kaczynski, and that former Osama bin Laden, right?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
There it is again.
Freudian. Oh, man. So anyway. Okay, so we're talking about the iPad.
We were?
Yes.
So it comes out. And some folks said, well, this is going to be iPad 3. And then just before launch, a couple days before, everybody said, no, it's iPad HD. And so Apple comes out, and to everybody's surprise, they're just calling it the new iPad.
Right.
Which I'm wondering, when these things get on the used market, is it going to be called the used new iPad?
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what's so great about the new iPad.
Wait, no. Everybody stop. Whatever Ken has to say is going to be so interesting.
No, go ahead. I already said it.
So the new iPad, it's
boring.
Better than what?
Nothing.
Your HDTV?
To be fair.
Yeah.
If you don't have a tablet and you've been waiting, this is certainly an improvement from what's been in the past. And you were probably pretty impressed with what was in the past already, right? Everybody's trying to outdo what Apple's done, and they've one-upped the game, but only one-upped. And usually we're used to them five-upping the game, right?
Yeah. Right.
I'd say it's like a half-up.
Well, and if you remember in that interview when we did get back on, they've got 4 times the amount of data.
Pixel. Yeah. So what they did, they increased the screen resolution, which at the end of it all, it translates to the screen will finally wow you. It was a little bit pixelated before.
Right.
It looked a little grainy. It looked like it didn't match what the device could do. And so they finally picked that up for camera people. For people who use this to actually take pictures, the camera's gotten a lot better.
That's nuts.
Right. But first of all, who in their right mind holds up an iPad to take a photo? I'm sorry.
I've taken 10 or 12 in the entire year or so that I've had one.
It's too big.
So why does everybody care about having a camera in it, though?
They shouldn't.
It's a
marketing ploy to get people to go, uh-huh. This is what I'm, you know what, here's my problem. We're so used to that lovely lady that used to come out and tell us about this wonderful product. This it's like being on a date with somebody.
The hot chick from T-Mobile?
Talking about Steve Jobs.
Oh.
He used to be a wonderful lady? Yeah. It's like being on a date with a wonderful lady and at the last minute, oh, I can't make it, but my friend's going to be there.
Mm.
And then Tim Cook shows up in drag. And it's like, not even close. I'm sorry. His ability to create the hype around something that's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Not so much.
Not good.
And so the only thing that they've got, which I think this is the whole purpose of this launch, is it includes the ability to work with 4G services if you pay the monthly fee to Verizon or AT&T here in the U.S. I think it's a test drive for them for the new iPhone that'll come out that'll include that service and maybe some other features.
But who here in this room, 3 out of 3 doctors, how
Zero.
Many of us would pay a separate data charge for our tablets?
No.
No.
So that doesn't matter.
Nope.
We don't use the camera, really.
So here's a question mark, though. You have a little stick from AT&T that lets you connect and,
yes.
and turn it in. You can create a hotspot or you can plug it into one machine, whatever. With the data plan on this thing, because it also has hotspot feature now for up to 5 devices, if you're already paying for that, maybe would you switch and have a hotspot that is also an iPad that is also able to connect everywhere?
I wouldn't.
You're already paying. So what's the difference?
I wouldn't only because of now you're beholden to that thing, whether it's got a charge, it's close, it's not. I mean, no, I don't see it. All the major upgrades for the iPad, I don't get it. You know what? iPad 2 dropped $100. I think it's the better deal.
I do, too. And if you're going to update to iOS, be careful. There's a security flaw. We got a link for it, datadoctors.com/radio.
Hey, coming up, 6,000 emails, 5 boxes, 60 folders. How do you manage your inbox?
Hey, and also, you ever get a used PC? Well, other than writing the name Andy on it, how do you make it yours? What would Brandon do?
It's all coming up on the Data Doctors radio program.
I get the Andy thing.
Yeah, a tax man cometh, and lots of us fire up the PC to start punching in the numbers. Stop!
Yes, before you start putting all that personal information, your social security number, your address, all that good stuff on there, your bank's routing information, you need to make sure that your computer's not infected.
Tax time is like Christmas for hackers. Your infected PC could give them everything they need to steal your identity and your dough.
Here's the deal. If your computer is taking forever to start up, takes forever to shut down, is slow as molasses, these are all indications that something is in there that shouldn't be. And you want to make sure it's not malicious software that can figure out what you're doing when you're doing your taxes.
That's why Data Doctors does a free tax time PC checkup. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be able to determine if your computer needs special medical attention, and then we'll get it healthy again.
Don't even think about doing your taxes on your PC until you've had your computer checked by Data Doctors.
DataDoctors.com. Click the Find a Location button for the store nearest you.
This is the Data Doctors radio program.
Hey, you know, I think these interwebs might have a future because in one day enough information is consumed online to fill 168 million DVDs.
Single layer
every day.
Dual
layer.
Wow.
Yeah, either way. 173 million different people are visiting Facebook and 22 million hours of old TV shows and movies are watched on Netflix.
That's a lot of TV
shows.
That's
a cool party trivia. Check
it out. I can win Trivial Pursuit. No,
you can. Man. Get it all at datadoctors.com/radio.
Radio program.
Oh, the other stat.
What's the other stat?
Directly from our friends over at Google, 48 hours of video is uploaded to YouTube every minute.
48 hours in a minute?
Yes.
But
two days
I thought there's only 60 minute. Seconds in a minute. How do you upload 48 hours in a minute?
Well, there's obviously more than one person doing the uploading, you think.
Lots of people.
Oh.
Speaking of uploading, if you have a question about your technology, you can upload your question to our Facebook page, facebook.com/datadoctors.
And we'll download it into our brains, process it, and hopefully spit out an answer that makes sense.
Exactly. And Nathaniel wanted to know, other than 404, the area code in Atlanta.
Yes. Which, by the way, that is geek speak.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
404?
404. Atlanta. Gone to Atlanta.
Got
is geek speak for 404.
Geek speak. Yeah. Got it. Of the week, but it's not this week. Yeah. Anyway, he wanted to know, how do I fix a 404 not found error on Firefox? Can someone help me out? I go into the search, anything, I type it in, it gives me 404 error not found error thing.
The same way you fix it on Firefox, funny enough, is the way you're going to fix it on Chrome and Internet Explorer and even Safari.
So what's the 411 on 404?
The 411 is that means the page can't be found, which can be because the page doesn't exist anymore, or probably more likely if it's everything you're doing is you're not connected to the Internet, or there's some setting that makes you think that you're not connected to the Internet within your browser. A very common setting would be under the Internet options. Something that talks about proxy settings, a very common thing that'll sometimes get accidentally enabled, and it'll cause your browser to not be able to connect even though you are connected.
I'm going to dumb it way down, though, because when that happens, the first thing you want to do is make sure your internet connection hasn't gone down.
Right. Because
you'll get that, right? Your router power, whatever, right? You can check all that stuff. If you have another computer on the network, try it to see if, in other words, start to do some basic troubleshooting.
Does this affect now, just me, or does this affect everyone?
Now, let me do a little follow-up on this, though, because if you continue to read what Nathan had to say, or Nathaniel had to say on that question, he later said, by the way, I can get to Yahoo to search, but I can't get to Google. So what? Now
starting to think infection.
Yeah, now we're talking something completely different. We talked about the DNS changer Trojan that, you know, last week.
Yep.
That would suggest that you are infected with something that does actually alter where you can go on the internet. When you can get to one place on the internet but not to another, especially something as dramatic as Google, which a lot of bad guys will put that into their code saying, don't allow people to get to Google because they're going to search for how to get rid of me. So they block that.
Google's generally pretty reliable. Not a lot of 404 errors that would be happening because of them being down.
But Google's down right now. Or maybe he just broke the internet. Because that happens, too, sometimes.
Yeah, I made a custom. If you try to go to a page that doesn't exist on our website, it says, whoops, you broke the internet.
Yeah, if you want to play with that, just go to datadoctors.com/ and then type in a bunch of gobbledygook.
Put in like your name or something crazy.
And see what happens.
And you'll see our 404 error.
Hey, Facebook users, beware. There's a phishing scam that's making a comeback. If you get a post that says, hey, do you remember this photo? Don't click on it.
Actually, it's also coming as a message.
Yes, you're getting it two ways.
I got one the other day that it was, it was from somebody I recognize that I converse with regularly via email. And it said, hey, remember this? And luckily, I kind of knew better, but man, and those things, they can look really, really legit.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, you click on the link and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, so if you see one of those, mark it, report it,
yes,
and don't use it. Don't
Spanky,
click it.
Yes, sir. How do you spell Kony?
K-O-N-Y.
Well, these days, if you're paying attention to any part of the social media spectrum, you've probably run into that version of the word Kony. Why don't you tell the folks why they're seeing this K-O-N-Y version of Kony so much?
Kony 2012 is the campaign. It's to make this guy famous. And it's a social campaign that has really just hit the ground and exploded. So if you see this, go watch this video. Kony 2012.
Joseph Kony. Yeah.
Joseph Kony is a really bad guy in Africa. And what he's been doing over the past 20-something years is he recruits children into this army, and for no other purpose than to keep him in power. And what he does is he raids villages, abducts children, forces them to kill their own family members. He's an evil dude. Well, this nonprofit has decided to make it their business to make Joseph Kony a household name so that the world knows about him. Couple filmmakers, and Congress has gotten involved. We've actually sent troops there to help train some of the armies there.
But that's all after... Right. They tried to use the traditional methods to try to get these folks to react and sat down with the congressman and got nowhere. So they started this social media campaign, which is what I love this stuff that's going on. We usually tell you don't make videos over a minute and a half on the Internet. This is a 30-minute video. It's worth the watch.
Yeah.
You'll understand what's going on and you'll really start to understand why this Internet thing is truly the ultimate democracy.
The power of this is so incredible because what they're attempting to do, and I think they're going to be very successful at this, is make him so visible, so well-known worldwide that he can't hide. Right now, he's hiding in the jungles of Uganda, and he is hiding in Africa, and they can't find him. And the reason they can't find him is because no one knows what he looks like until now. No one knows where he is.
Well, and the people around him feel like they have nowhere to go. Right.
Right. They are papering. Their mission is to paper the world via the Internet, via physical posters, via T-shirts.
Just bring so much attention to it.
So much attention to it that this worm can't hide.
You know what this reminds me of? This is a virtual version of what happened in the Old West in the post office where they put the wanted posters up.
That's a great analogy.
It's a virtual version of that going on right now. And the power, because these guys are filmmakers, they understood how to create drama and what have you in their films, which is why it's going viral and why so many people are on this. So you're going to...
Wait. So you just said filmmakers. So when you told me 30 minutes, I went, I got to skip. But you said they're filmmakers, and I suddenly am going, this thing might have some legs.
They know how to tell the story.
Yeah. Right, you got me. I'm going to watch it.
It's not going to have legs. It's got legs. It's all over the place.
I haven't watched it yet, so it can't be that big.
Yeah, but you're not paying attention. No matter what level of social media interaction you have, whether you're just barely on Facebook or Twitter, you're going to start seeing this Joseph Kony 2012 posting. You're going to see people, help us join the movement.
Yeah.
Help us commit to this thing on April 20th. You're going to see this over and over and over again. It's legit.
I saw a reference to it back on Thursday morning when I woke up. One of my things I do, I check Facebook, and I'm thinking, I don't know what this is, and I thought it might be some weird thing, so I didn't click, but now I'm going to catch up.
Yeah, you don't have to vet it. We did it. We vetted it, and did it for you.
I appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, who's actually seeing what you say on Facebook? Or better yet, who isn't?
Also, you get a hand-me-down PC, so how do you make it your own? That's what I'm going to tell you about.
What would Brandon do?
Coming up here on the Data Doctors Radio Program.
This is the Data Doctors Radio Program.
Hey, Spanky.
Yo, yo.
You want to skip work for March Madness?
I love basketball. Not really.
I think you should refrain from that.
Yeah.
We might figure it out. Hey, by the way, there's an app for that. you know, March Madness and whether or not you skip work and what are the best days to do so.
Oh, nice.
Check it out. DataDoctors.com/radio.
Delivering technology for your technology.
The Data Doctors Radio Program.
I got a Basketball Jones myself, so I think I'm going to have to get that app.
Hmm. You know, I'm not excited about March Madness. You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited about playoff basketball at the pro level.
I bet you I know what you're excited about.
The cheerleaders.
The other big announcement last Wednesday.
Oh.
The Apple TV.
Yes. I cannot believe they've gone up to... Oh, wait. No. It's just not that exciting.
They added one feature.
But didn't they change the form factor?
No.
No.
It's exactly the same.
Oh,
They did nothing.
I thought
price is same. They added 1080p.
Yeah.
And a new designed menu, which you get via software if you have the old one, too.
Yeah. Wasn't that great.
Anyway.
So this is the time of the show where we always dive into a tech question, a business question, a question that really goes above and beyond the average human being. And we turn to our head of IT, the guy who runs all of the technology behind Data Doctors. And that's the segment of the show we'd like to call...
What Would Brandon Do?
And this week, Scott wants to know what he should do because he got a computer from another person and he wants to know what he needs to do, aside from writing Andy on it, to make it his own, to get rid of all their stuff. So what does Brandon do?
Before we jump into it.
Yes.
You got to explain the Andy reference because 90% of people are going, huh?
Toy Story!
That's enough.
Thank you.
We got it now.
He's a toy.
He's a toy. So... you get a computer, and we'll call this a hand-me-down computer, right?
Yes.
And you have a couple of options. Option one is you format it, get the original system disks, start all over from scratch, which is probably the best option for the long term, but requires you to have the most, A, patience, B, time, and C, or three?
Discuses.
Discuses and technical ability, right? Because it's not just about stick the disk in and go.
Right.
That's step one of, like, 25, right? Yeah. After that, and we see this all the time, people who get that done, they don't realize that after that, they've got to get software drivers, they've got to get their system set up to work with their email, all these things. But more importantly, the thing before they wiped it all out had Microsoft Office on it, and it had QuickBooks, and it had all these different applications. And they don't have disks for any of those things, and the friend that they got it from, of course, doesn't have the disks, or isn't that good a friend. And so you really got to think before you go down this path, what is it that I care to do with this machine? And do I have the things I need after I put this disk in that are going to allow me to do that? And so you may be better off not format, start all over, but instead going in and getting rid of the personal information from the other person if they haven't already done that, right? And so there's things you can do. There's free programs you can get. Something called Eraser we've recommended for years that lets you go and get rid of the data that's this other person's. And if you're not worried about you, since they already gave it to you and it's got their stuff, then you don't have to go to that length to get rid of it because...
Well, do you recommend people go in and hack the registry to get these labels changed?
I wouldn't start doing any hacking in the registry, and I know what I'm doing in there, so I certainly wouldn't recommend somebody else do that. So a couple of things you can do is you can start by creating a new profile. And so what that does is it's almost like your own sort of window into the computer that lets you customize and personalize. And so it leaves behind some of the information that the other person had. You do that by just simply logging off. And then you log into a new profile. You'd have to create that first in the control panel under users. So that's something you can do. After you've created a new profile, you also could optionally go and delete the profile of the person that you got it from. So there's some different ideas there. If you're really concerned about, you know, the machine says it's licensed to Fred Jones and you're not Fred Jones, there's software out there, there's programs out there that'll let you change those things. But beware, a lot of those things come packaged with a lot more than what's advertised.
Yeah.
And a lot more means... stuff that you don't want, spyware, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So
shaving a haircut.
I would, if it was me, I'd recommend you take the more painful process and figure out how to acquire the disks and things you need to be able to start over, wipe this thing out, that kind of thing, and get a friend who can help you or hire a pro that can help you.
And the likelihood is that it'll run much better anyway.
Yes.
If you're using somebody's old machine. By the way, you IT professionals, if you don't know about this, you know the other pain in reloading an operating system is you got to go out and get Flash Player updates, and you got to go out and get all this stuff, right, and the additional browsers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This is for the IT guys out there. Don't forget, Nynite.com.
Nynite.com will save you and love you. And by the way, two things you can do to really boost the performance of this older machine. Load it up with RAM. If it's a 32-bit machine, which likely your hand-me-down is going to be, load it up all the way to the 3.5 gigs or so that it'll take. It is the least expensive, most bang for your buck upgrade you're going to do. And if you really want to make this thing fly, we talked about it almost a year ago. It's a few bucks, but a hybrid hard drive is going to wow you. It's going to wow you.
It's good, yeah.
So check those things out.
Hey, aside from a good buzz,
yeah,
do you know what coffee shops do for your creativity?
Make them more gooder?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. You got to find out. Datadoctors.com/radio.
Hey, another big story, recent.
Yes.
Lulzsec.
Yeah, the bad guys.
The guys that hacked into Sony.
Careful.
And
they'll take you down, man.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, the FBI apparently got the ringleader, and who then outed all the other guys, and they claimed, victory, we chopped the head off of Lulzsec.
Wait a second. I thought that they were decentralized, and there was no ringleader.
Yeah.
Well, Lulzsec also said, hey, guys, we're drifting off into the ocean. We're not doing this stuff anymore, like 8 months ago, didn't they?
Yeah, so they're now gone?
So the FBI is declaring that it has chopped the head off of a rabid dog that was already dead in the street.
I was going to say, so suddenly the world is safe?
No. And Anonymous, which is the bigger hacking activist group, is still very active. It's decentralized. It's lots of this idea of these hackers going away because you caught one or two people. I recognize the FBI wants some positive press, but not so much.
Hey, in case you're looking for the Android market, it's not there anymore. We're going to tell you more about that coming up here on the Data Doctors Radio program.
Hey, and coming up, Windows 8 looks great, but don't say we didn't warn you.
It's Ken Spanky and Brandon back for more soon.
Stick around.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
The tax man cometh, and lots of us fire up the PC to start punching in the numbers. Stop!
Yes, before you start putting all that personal information, your social security number, your address, all that good stuff on there, your bank's routing information, you need to make sure that your computer's not infected.
Tax time is like Christmas for hackers. Your infected PC could give them everything they need to steal your identity and your dough.
Here's the deal. If your computer is taking forever to start up, takes forever to shut down, is slow as molasses, these are all indications that something is in there that shouldn't be. And you want to make sure it's not malicious software that can figure out what you're doing when you're doing your taxes.
That's why Data Doctors does a free tax time PC checkup. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be able to determine if your computer needs special medical attention, and then we'll get it healthy again.
Don't even think about doing your taxes on your PC until you've had your computer checked by Data Doctors.
DataDoctors.com. Click the Find a Location button for the store nearest you.
This is the Data Doctors Radio Program.
Hey, Spanky, you think all your friends are seeing all your witty posts and your little kitten photographs that you post on Facebook all the time?
Of course they do.
Yeah. What percentage of your friends actually see your posts?
All of them.
You'll have to check it out. It's at datadoctors.com/radio. It'll surprise you.
Tech knowledge for your technology. Data Doctors Radio Program.
Wait a second. How many, really?
Well, there was a story that suggested 16% of your friends actually see what you post. And then they updated and said, you know what? We were wrong.
Higher.
It's more like 12%.
That can't be.
Think about it for a second. How many friends do you have on Facebook?
400 and something.
Okay. If you...
Wow, you're cool.
I know.
If you were actually able
popular.
To see every single thing that every single person posted, how long would your news feed be?
Oh, my God. It would be forever.
Let me ask you a question, though. So how many times do you run into somebody you haven't seen in a while, but you follow on Facebook?
Sure.
And the conversation was already started, and you start...
No. That's when it works.
Oh, yeah. I remember you did this. So how is it that we don't see it if I know what's been going on in their life?
Right.
No. You are seeing the people that you typically interact with. There's an algorithm at Facebook most people aren't aware of. They just randomly decide on your behalf. If you haven't engaged with somebody and they suggest it's around 2 weeks, if you haven't clicked on something, liked, shared, commented something with somebody that you're a friend with, you're not likely going to see their posts on the news feed. And remember, the news feed is that central wall thing that you look at every day.
Right, right.
You know that ticker on the right-hand side that everybody's like griping about?
Yeah, the thing that's like Twitter that just keeps moving.
That's the everything feed.
Guess what? That's why they created that. That will show you in real time all of your friends, what they're saying, what they're liking, whatever. So,
and we all look at that and go, that's a fire hose. I can't deal with that.
So how do you get people to see all the junk you're posting?
Look there. Is it good for everybody to see? Because you look at that and you go, too much, right?
Right, right. But there are specific individuals that you've kind of lost touch with on Facebook.
Right.
Here's how you get them to come back into your kind of daily activities. Manually go to their page. Find something they're talking about that interests you, comment on it, click on like, click on share, do something so that you create in the Facebook algorithm engagement. You're in now engaged with that friend. Facebook.
Are we really engaged, or are we just gaming the Facebook?
You're just gaming
system?
It. But now, but that's how you bring people that you haven't seen on your news feed. You're like, well, sure. What the heck happened? These people are on Facebook. No, they're on Facebook. You guys aren't talking anymore. And so Facebook assumes, you don't really care about seeing their stuff.
You know what's a sad day is somebody you know you were friends with at some point. It shows up in the, here's somebody you should be friends with.
Yeah, you go, oh, wait a second.
Wait a minute. When did that happen?
Hey, if you like all the tips and tricks we give you and the other great information and you want it delivered to your inbox, you can. Just subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Go to datadoctors.com/radio. Look for the newsletter box. Type in your email address and you're off and running.
So what if they got what they're listening to in their inbox?
Already? Well, that's an extra tip.
Oh.
That's the tip times two.
Okay.
That's it.
You know, last week you guys, I even though I wasn't on the show, I was listening to the show. And you guys were talking about that Windows 8 public preview, you know, basically the beta version of Windows that's out that now the public can go and check out and see for themselves and download and whatever, right? And
right.
There was somebody freaked out about the fact that this stuff was out there and we should warn people.
Yeah, so we said we liked Windows 8, but we cautioned you. We did caution you. In fact, take a listen to what we said.
I see this as probably the least difficult transition of all the Windows operating systems that I've ever dealt with. And I mean, I go back to Windows 1.0, Bubba.
Okay, so if you're Joe Consumer listening to this radio program right now.
Yes.
The consumer preview is available for people to download.
Not for people listening.
Okay, so who would want to use the consumer preview besides me and you and people in our company?
Go look at the videos, right? But don't take the time to install this. This is beta. This is unfinished. This is still baking software.
Kind of like Siri?
Yeah. kind of.
I'm sorry. I can't process that right now.
Yes. We'll get back to you. If you get the urge to do this, I mean, if you're going to do this and you're a nerd, and you're techie and you're great, go for it. Do it on a machine that you don't care about. Don't do it on your primary machine because you don't need those obstructions keeping you from doing your work. So I roll into the office on Monday.
Before you jump into that, so I just heard that excerpt. Yeah. And as a listener, if I'm listening to that, what I hear clearly was everybody listening ought to do this right away.
What?
No, I think you said at least four times. This is certainly not for anybody that listens to this program. No, don't do it. And if you're going to, on a special machine, right?
So that's what makes this next voicemail that I got on Monday morning so sweet. Take a listen to this.
I listen to your program every week. And
oh, really?
On Sunday, I did a drastic thing.
That would be the day after our show last week.
I downloaded a version of Windows 8 Consumer Preview.
Really?
Well, it wasn't a preview. It's a beta version. And it has totally screwed up my computer.
Where did I hear that before?
And I think people should know about that.
I agree.
There is no big warning that this is replacing your operating system, and there is no back button.
Insert big warning here.
And there's no way of getting out of it other than reloading your computer.
Yes. For 15 years or so on this show, one of the things we said is one of the coolest things that can happen for you as a listener is that you can learn from others' pain.
Yes.
And there's some pain there.
Richard had a lot of pain.
Wait a minute. But he listens to the show every week.
Well, no, obviously he doesn't because
he's
busted.
We got to let people know that we're not actually mean guys laughing at Richard's expense. We did call Richard, follow up with him. It turns out Richard's in okay shape now.
No, he's not. He's still hating life.
But there's two things to learn here. Number one, listen to the show every week.
Yeah, duh. Yeah.
Number two, Microsoft has a big lesson to learn. Don't name something a consumer preview, because I think when most people hear preview, they think movie trailer. Something I can watch.
What Richard actually said when I called him back, he said, and thank you, Richard, by the way, and we were going to try to have him out live, but this worked perfectly. When I called him back, he said, when you say preview, I'm thinking, I go to iTunes, I can preview a song. It's no big deal.
Same thing.
Right? And I'm like, you know what? That's a good point. We knew right away. Absolutely, this is beta software, whatever. But I can see how some people can get that confused. So learn from Richard's pain. Don't bite into the apple.
We'll tell you when it's
not apple, it's window.
Don't bite into the
window. Don't bite into the window pane because you'll get glass in your mouth.
Yes.
Hey, got a question for the program? You can hit us up anytime, facebook.com/datadoctors.
Remember, as the show rolls on, if you miss any of it, you can find all the stuff we're talking about one place, datadoctors.com/radio, including our podcast for those who like to download and listen.
And remember, if you ever need you have a tech problem that you need human help for, that's what we do all week long in our stores across the country.
That's right. We can help you in our stores, in your home, at your business. We can even remote right in and help you over the internet.
Sit tight. Hour number two, it's just ahead. The Data Doctors radio program, it rolls on.
And on.
And on.
And on.
Hey, is the internet still shutting down or is it shut down?
Not for us.
Okay.
Maybe for them?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if you go to datadoctors.com and put your name in, you'll get our 404 error. Drink time.
This is the Data Doctors radio program.
Data Doctors report to the studio. You're live in 2 minutes.
This is the Data Doctors 2 Minute Drill.
Hey, Spank.
Yo, yo. Yeah.
Optical disc, DVDs, CDs.
Yeah, what about them?
Isn't it time for it to be over?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Okay, I don't even know what to do with that.
Come on, what was that movie from?
Pluto.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
what do we need these things for? Other than coasters.
Frisbees.
Because I want to own the movie.
I don't get that. My kids are so not like that. They don't care.
We're not talking about your kids.
Oh, you're talking about us?
I was on a plane the other day, yeah. And there was a guy sitting next to me in a seat, and the flight takes off. We get above 10,000 feet. He opens up his laptop, and he pulls out a stack of discs, and he's going through, which movie am I going to watch? And I'm thinking, really?
Why would you even think
really?
About a DVD?
Because I want to own the movie. I want it to be in my hands.
He had a stack of these things, not inside of any case in any cover, just unprotected. I'm thinking, how long are you going to own the movie?
I'm sorry. This is 2012, folks. Why don't you just download the stupid thing onto your device and you don't...
Because you can't trust the internet.
Did you just say download it onto your device?
Yes.
Sir, in the biz, we call that rip it. Rip it good.
I understand that, but to the consumer, download it onto your device.
Rip it.
Rip it good. That's
We're
fine.
We're here to teach, not to...
Okay,
but I can't watch the movie while I'm on the plane if I'm streaming it.
Do you know how many trees we would save if we didn't have DVDs?
Is this like the Germans bombing?
Exactly. Like, no, seriously, why do you need these stupid things anymore?
You're talking about those silver Christmas trees?
Exactly.
You know how many dinosaurs would not have to give their lives if we didn't...
Hey, listen, if you still use them, let us know on our Facebook page.
The 2 Minute Drill. Stand by.
Cue intro music in 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2.
Live from Data Doctors HQ.
This is the Data Doctors radio program, delivering tech knowledge for your technology.
And the silliness continues. Welcome to the Data Doctors radio program, where you listen, laugh, and learn.
That's right. Each week, we help thousands of folks in our stores. We come out to their businesses, to their homes. We remote in. We help them on Facebook. And then we come here on the weekends, take all that collective knowledge, and we help you for free on the radio.
That's right. It's the Data Doctors, Ken, Brandon, and Spanky here to provide education and entertainment. We like to call it
edutainment. In the news, it has people's panties in a bind. The internet gets a stay of execution.
Plus, if you like The Walking Dead, you might enjoy Running with the Zombies.
Yeah, also, if it's not the end of the internet, it's Googling your privacy. Is it too late to hide your history?
Data Doctors radio program.
Oh, are you looking at me?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? So Carly hits us up on Facebook, where you can hit us up, too, if you have a question, facebook.com.
Are you suggesting that they hit us right in the Facebook?
Hit us right
slash.
What? I'm getting there. Okay. He interrupted me. datadoctors.com/.
No. Facebook.
Facebook.com/datadoctors. Did I say that?
Yeah.
You know the tips we were giving you earlier about when you're on the radio, things not to do, like being on a cell phone? Here's another one. Don't take Vicodin if you're going to be on the air.
I had oral surgery. What do you want from me?
Wait. Don't take what again?
Vicodin.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it so that he understands what I'm saying.
You want me to be able to speak, right?
Not particularly.
Guys, it's the weekend, which means we wind down.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean we wind that far down.
No. Yeah.
So Carly said on Facebook, as you were alluding to,
she heard that the internet was shutting down the other day. March 8th was the date it was supposed to shut down.
Right.
The whole thing is very confusing to me. What are the numbers that I have to look for? I saw you guys on the news. I was in Phoenix last week. Been trying to figure this out since then. Can you help me see if my computer is infected?
So a couple of things, Carly. We apologize that it's as confusing as it is. And for us tech guys, it's simple, but to the rest of the world, we understand it's confusing. The internet shutting down is only for a select few, and as long as you call a few, you know, 500,000 people.
Right.
Well, and it's the internet itself is not actually shutting down. Now, first of all, the March 8th issue.
Yes.
Clearly, that's gone and passed, so I'm good, right? No.
No, it's been extended now. July 9th, I think, is the new date, but that doesn't mean wait till July 8th.
But let's rewind a second. For those of you that don't understand what's going on, last year the FBI shut down a ring of guys out of Estonia that had managed to infect 4 million people worldwide, 4 million computers worldwide,
right,
with an estimated 500,000 of them here in the United States. And what they did is they basically got into your computer and changed what we call the traffic cop, which is DNS. When you type in datadoctors.com, it translates it into numbers.
Six.
Translation service is DNS, and
yes,
if somebody can infect your computer, they can change the traffic cop to become this crooked guy.
Rogue traffic cop.
The idea being, they could then, for those 4 million people, say that anytime somebody types in wellsfargo.com, instead of going to wellsfargo.com, have them go to this other site that looks exactly like it.
Your browser would still say Wells Fargo.
Correct.
So here's the crazy part, right? It would look everything that you know as a consumer about what to look for, all the danger signs, it would look all legit to you.
They could fake you out.
Imagine what they could do if they rented this out by the day, by the hour, by the week, by the month to groups of people.
So
that was the idea here.
Yeah, so the good news is the FBI caught these guys. The bad news is if they were to bring down this network that they captured, 4 million people would be suddenly looking for a traffic cop that no longer exists. That's what the internet cutoff is. It's not that the internet's going to get shut down. It's just that those infected people will be looking for, it's like calling directory assistance and getting a busy signal forever.
And this is deeper than 4 million people. It goes into major corporations. It goes into government agencies. It goes everywhere. And so they've gotten this extended until people can get this cleaned up. But that means that you, the listener, the person, needs to check out your machine and make sure you're not a part of this, because I don't think they'll get it extended again.
The good news is it's really quite simple. If you don't look at something and go, I can't do this. If you look at the information that we've posted, you can go step by step depending upon whether. And by the way, if you have a Mac, you're not immune from this. So you need to do the same check. You might be the 500,000 people that are going, I got a problem. I got a Mac.
And people are saying, hey, it doesn't affect Macs. It only affects Windows. You know what? It can infect routers.
Yep.
So it can infect anything that gets on the internet that needs DNS. And that means
just do the check. Check out the links at datadoctors.com/radio. Watch the video. Do whatever you got to do.
My wife the other morning, actually, remember that morning that was earlier in the week where they had that sun flare thing?
Yes.
She asked me, she said, is that the thing you guys were talking about that's associated with the internet coming? No. But that tells you.
Right. What people don't know about.
She sleeps 2 feet from me or a foot from me or whatever it is.
Nice communication there, Disney.
Well, I mean, that just tells you. If she doesn't know, that means a lot of people don't know.
I didn't realize the couch was only a foot from
you. She's obviously a huge fan of Facebook.com/DataDoctors.
Yeah, whatever.
It's that time of the show where I interrupt these guys that are trying to be whisperers when they want to tell you what part of this show this is. It's the Geek Speak of the Week segment where we bring you a portion of the vernacular we like to call
Geek Speak of the Week.
All right, I'll let you guys
know. We're the computer whisperers.
Yeah. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is very near and dear to Mr. Disney's heart. It's Mickey.
Why?
Huh?
Because we love you.
This is even new to a lot of tech people. You IT people, I bet you don't know what a Mickey is.
Near and dear to Spanky's heart, too, from the dating years.
Inside joke. Disregard.
Don't Google that.
So Mickey is a unit of measurement for the speed of movement for the direction of a computer mouse. It gets a little technical here.
Okay.
So the speed of the mouse is the ratio between how many pixels on the screen, right? The cursor moves, compared to when you're actually moving the mouse around. So it's just a measurement system, right? So apparently, So they have a directional, like a horizontal Mickey and a vertical Mickey, right? And so one Mickey is approximately 1/200th of an inch.
That is a new scientific measurement.
A Mickey.
Now, if you do this on an iPad, the new iPad, it's because it's four times the pixels.
1/800th of
1200.
I thought it was four times the data.
Vicodin.
Or, yeah, in Spanky's case, it would be the same 1/200th, but it would have that much four times the data.
I believe the philosopher Tony Basil said, "Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind."
Speaking of blowing your mind.
Hey, Mickey.
Yes.
Do you know how to Google?
I do. I enter the words that I'm looking for, and I hit search.
All 20 of them, right?
A lot of people type in, like, www.datadoctors.com into Google, and then they click on the first link that comes back, and that's not how to Google.
No.
We'll tell you how to Google, and a lot more, of course, coming up in the show.
Still ahead, stay safe on the internet. What's the best way to surf securely?
Plus, Google closes the Android marketplace. Is it a victim of a bad economy
it's
or
over.
Crappy management?
This is the Data Doctors radio program.
The tax man cometh, and lots of us fire up the PC to start punching in the numbers. Stop!
Yes, before you start putting all that personal information, your social security number, your address, all that good stuff on there, your bank's routing information, you need to make sure that your computer's not infected.
Tax time is like Christmas for hackers. Your infected PC could give them everything they need to steal your identity and your dough.
Here's the deal. If your computer is taking forever to start up, takes forever to shut down, is slow as molasses, these are all indications that something is in there that shouldn't be. And you want to make sure it's not malicious software that can figure out what you're doing when you're doing your taxes.
That's why Data Doctors does a free tax time PC checkup. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be able to determine if your computer needs special medical attention, and then we'll get it healthy again.
Don't even think about doing your taxes on your PC until you've had your computer checked by Data Doctors.
DataDoctors.com. Click the Find a Location button for the store nearest you.
This is the Data Doctors radio program.
If you don't know what the cloud is by now, well, you will soon enough. I'm going to try to get some English skills.
You can say it.
Hey, what percentage of devices will use a personal cloud in the next 3 years? You can find out. DataDoctors.com/radio.
This is the Data Doctors radio program.
And the whole reason for being for the Data Doctors is to help you with your technology. 365 days a year, or six in this year.
Yes.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can post your question at facebook.com/datadoctors.
But let me say, we don't answer 24 hours a day sleep.
I said you can post your question.
Right.
Right.
And we'll get back to you between our...
Some people get angry when we don't answer at 3 in the morning.
Even on leap days.
So once every 4 years, we might answer that question.
Yeah.
So Brian asked us on Facebook, what do we recommend as the best internet security package? He currently uses Norton 360. And it's a bit of a resource hog.
Big surprise.
Bit of a resource hog.
A bit.
Yeah, so we're not huge fans of the Symantec products, the McAfee products.
For consumers.
They're huge, huge resource hogs these days. And to be a little bit fair, the world has gotten to be a much more dangerous place for computers, and so they've had to beef up what they do. But a lot of the other guys have figured out how to beef up what they do without making your machine pay for it.
A good correlation. Internet Explorer beefed up all the security settings. It's become nearly useless as a browser.
It's bloated.
But it's secure.
It's impossible for usage.
Chrome still got lots of protection, light on its feet.
Lean and mean.
Boom. So, yeah, we're not big Norton fans because they assume you have pretty much kind of the current level of processing power and storage and what have you. And if you have a machine that's more than a year or two old, a lot of these packages that are just everything under the sun, they just bog your machine way down.
It's not even about the everything under the sun. It's just some of them have done a better job of protecting you and not taking over your computer, and some of them haven't. And like the stuff I use in my home on my wife's computer here at work, the stuff we put on customers' computers in our stores that come to us. We use right now stuff from Trend Micro. It's called the Titanium Internet Security Suite. And it is a good balance, I think, of the things you need to protect against all the known threats, and then this other layer of things we call behavioral things, things that this looks and smells and acts like a virus. So until I do a little bit more work, I'm going to assume it is, and I'm going to stop it from doing something, which is really the bigger, newer threat of things out there today.
Well, and yeah, and it's really not even viruses anymore. It's really malicious software, which can look to a security program or to your computer like a legitimate program. And these malware programs are really the biggest threat, especially since they're attacking your browser instead of your operating system. And there's so many things going on. One of the cool things, though, and I don't even know if we can explain it well on this show. We have the time because we don't have the visuals.
Yeah.
But Trend does something very interesting in the way that they keep their customers updated, right? Instead of having to go through the traditional, well, you didn't update your security program, right. So you're not protected.
They use a combination. They have some stuff that updates regularly so that it's loaded on your local machine for when you're not connected or for the immediate stuff. But they have a second layer, and it's kind of a new trend. No pun intended there. Where they have, for things that are in this sort of gray area, it's checked in this cloud database. And we've talked about cloud computing. We've talked about, it's basically this online presence of up to the second known threats. And so it gives you a kind of a cool layer of immediate for local stuff, for the obvious, yeah, this is garbage. And then this gray area of, well, let's check this database of things that seconds ago was updated with all kinds of new information. And that's constantly evolving. And so all their products now take advantage of this cloud-based technology. Pretty cool stuff.
So here's my analogy on that. Typical antivirus program is like a bouncer at the front door of the nightclub, right?
Big, scary.
Right. But and pretty capable of making sure that nothing comes in that shouldn't, right? But he can be fooled. He's just one guy.
Yeah.
With Trend, right in the same parking lot, right out there, is a whole bunch of bouncers, right, collectively. And they're actually checking people before they even get to the primary bouncer at the front door. So the job for the bouncer at the front door has become pretty easy. He's just looking at it going, yeah, you're dressed nice. You can come in.
He's just checking the list.
Yeah, but they're making sure that people that even get to the front door pass muster. So it's a really cool way to go, and it's light on its feet, and check that out.
Anytime you're looking for our recommendation, by the way, we have a place that we take the software stuff out in the world, specifically in the security area, and we give you our what we call approved software list. It's in the free help center at datadoctors.com. Just click where it says free help, and then look for approved software.
Hey, if you're a runner and you'd like a little more speed in your morning run, there's an app for that. There's an app for every. Is there an app for everything?
Of
there
course.
Is.
There's more than one for everything.
Zombie, run!
Zombie Run?
That's the name of the app. So the app puts you in harm's way virtually, where zombies actually chase you. It's very cool, very fun app. If you're into zombies and Walking Dead and things like that, check it out. datadoctors.com/radio. There's a ton more to this app that I can explain on the radio.
Really? What if you're into music videos about zombies? And
then we make those too.
Yeah, we've got that one.
We have lots of those.
Hey, Brandon, we kind of actually spend time actually helping people from a technical standpoint all week.
See.
How many people do you run into on a regular basis that don't really understand how to use the Google?
Well, they understand the most basic parts of how to use the Google, but they're generally blown away when you show them some of the, like, cool, we'll call them extra tips and tricks.
Right? Like?
Like putting quotes around more than one word or around a phrase, right? So if I type into Google data space doctors, for example, I get things back about data and things back about doctors. But if I type in, with quotes, data doctors, right? Data, quote, data doctors, end quote. Then I get back something very different. And that's only things that have both words in that same grouping, data space doctors, together. So it changes the search. And that same thing happens if you put in, try it right now, you at home, put in your first name and your last name, and then try putting your first and last name in quotes and doing the same search. And you're going to see the results are very, very different. Well, that's just a tiny fraction of what's under the hood waiting for you if you know how to use Google.
One of my favorites is the site switch. So you run into websites all the time. I'm going to say like Microsoft.com.
Yeah.
They have a search engine. I'm not particularly fond of their search engine. When I try to find things, I don't even know what they're using to... Oh, maybe it's Bing. You can actually tell Google, I want to search all of Microsoft.com. So I'm looking for a answer to this question, but I don't want to get the whole world's input. I just want to know what's on Microsoft.com. So you can type in whatever that search condition is, and then type the word site, and then colon, and then put Microsoft.com. That site switch tells Google to only bring back things that it found on Microsoft's website. So it's a way of getting around the garbage search engines on any website.
By the way, if you can't remember these things, there's an advanced search you just click on when you're at Google, and it'll help you through the process.
Or check out the link at datadoctors.com/radio.
Hey, on the other side of the break, HDTV, everyone wants one, but what do you know about them? We'll tell you what you should know and what
this
you shouldn't.
This is the Data Doctors radio program.
Hey guys, you know how every once in a while you get obsessed with a new song and you're like, you could play it over and over again and you just become so obsessed?
Yeah, we have to constantly close the door to your office.
What's that jam in the background right now?
That's not one of mine. There's now actually a new social network specifically based on your one obsession song that's in your head right now. It's crazy. Go check it out, datadoctors.com/radio.
Delivering technology for your technology.
The Data Doctors Radio Program. I need
somebody. Well, you've come to the right place.
Hey, we're here for that.
You want me to sing?
No.
No!
Not even with the Vicodin.
Infected mouth, Spanky Moskowitz. No.
You know, even when I'm down and hurting, the hate continues.
That's the time to hate the most.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Each and every week, this time of the program, we'd like to dedicate to bringing you a little extra help above and beyond the 2 hours. No, not that one.
And boy, do people need help on this one this week.
Yeah, so Google made a huge change to their privacy settings, and everyone's freaked out.
Not me.
Because now they're giving away everything about you.
How many times did we hear in the last week, and we still continue to hear people asking us, is it too late for me to clear my history so Google can't share everything with everybody?
Dude, why is there panic in the streets? It's not like we're being chased by zombies.
All right, to simplify, the big thing Google did was instead of having a different privacy policy for Google.com and a different one for Gmail and a different one for YouTube, and the list goes on and on to the tune of 60 different privacy policies.
Plus,
they made one.
They consolidated.
I don't believe it.
So they actually made this easier for you and I and Joe Guy out there in the corner and even Jose and Josephine. Because I said Joe and I wanted to include everybody else.
All they did was took what you already agreed to. So there's no new exposure. This I think the clearing history thing really got a lot of people confused. Clear the history before March 1st, or you...
Right. Otherwise, everyone's going to know what you searched for on the internet.
No. Well, first of all, Google already knows everything you've ever done. They know every thought you've ever had. They know more about you than your wife or your husband. Because you've typed in all of those things that you would never even say to somebody else into the Google search engine. So that happens with or without these privacy policies or whatever. That's just part of how the internet works. Everything gets tracked, okay? Yeah.
If you don't want people to know what you're... if you don't want them to know, don't search for it.
Well, no, here's the thing. It's not like they specifically roll it up into this little locker that they have at Google.com in Mountain View, California that says, Spanky Moskowitz, here is your life.
Here are the ridiculous websites you've been to this week.
It's not that. Here are the fundamentals. Google, all of you out there that are paying Google any money right now, raise your hand.
Oh, actually, my hand's up.
Yeah, ghost town.
No. We pay Google.
Oh, yeah.
No. I said out there.
Not in here.
My bad.
We're in business. Okay.
Okay.
So let me, a little perspective. It's in my column. Google's stock is trading over $600 a share, yet 99% of the people that use Google's products never pay them one penny. How does that work?
Well,
goat math.
$600 a share for somebody that provides free tools to bazillions of people every day.
That's because you are the product.
It's called advertising. They figured out the best way to target folks through their behaviors, so that advertisers will continue to give them money to get access to people that might actually have an interest in their product or service.
Google could really care less what it is you're doing on the internet. They only care to build a profile about what you're interested in so that they can display ads that are more relevant to you, which in turn makes you maybe click on those ads, which in turn makes them money from the people who actually pay them, which are businesses.
So it's almost like complaining about commercial television that you don't pay for. Why do we have to have all these commercials?
Yeah.
By the way, hello. When did we start paying for commercial television?
You don't.
Yeah, we do.
When satellite and cable came along.
No, no, no. Yeah. You don't have to if you got an HD antenna and,
I know,
and conspiracy
but,
theories.
But we're all dumb. And, we all just pay.
And speaking of which, if you are really into the conspiracy theories about what Google's doing with your information, they give you tools. And I'm not talking about one or two. They give you a plethora.
If you're really into that conspiracy theory.
Of tools.
Get off the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Unplug. And wear foil on your head.
Write this down, tap it down, or go to our website and get the link. Google.com/dashboard.
Everything you need to know
stuff
to control.
You, okay, first of all, the first time you see this, because you didn't really realize what you had agreed to, you get your first exposure of what you already agreed to with all 60 of these privacy policies. But because they consolidated them, they could create a resource like dashboard that allows you to very easily decide what you are willing to share and what you don't. One other trick for you little, you know, folks, we've talked about this before. If you use Google's Chrome, if you click up on that little wrench on the top right corner,
yeah,
one of the options you'll see is incognito surfing. That will launch a separate window that basically nothing gets tracked. There's no history. There's no nothing. You are incognito.
While we're on the Google Love Boat, by the way.
Yes.
Google Play.
Oh, first of all. Before we even Google talk Play. About Google Play, why'd they take the Android marketplace down?
Google Play.
Because it was a really bad name.
Yeah. But it sort of said what it
what
was.
What it was.
And now they've changed the Android marketplace to Google Play.
But if you want to do what Apple's doing with their app store, and what Amazon's doing with their music service, and what iTunes is doing with their music service, and
right.
video, and you want to, you have to repackage this because Android Marketplace was obviously too fuzzy. It wasn't very clear. Whereas Google Play...
It sounds like a place where I go to like download games.
Yeah, I just it doesn't make sense to me.
Or you maybe a movie.
But Android Marketplace told me that if I'm going to look for something for an Android device, that's where I'm going to go.
You know what? They were just bugged that they couldn't get Google App Store.
Probably.
Oh, well.
They have everything.
Speaking of Google, when we come back, we're going to tell you that when you Google an address at home, you can now pick that up on your mobile device. We're going to tell you how that works.
And if you still have an interest in Pinterest, that's interest with a P, of course, we've got the hookup.
And read the privacy settings if you go into it, okay?
Don't bother.
Just before you click.
Next.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's coming up.
Data Doctors Radio Program.
The tax man cometh, and lots of us fire up the PC to start punching in the numbers. Stop!
Yes, before you start putting all that personal information, your social security number, your address, all that good stuff on there, your bank's routing information, you need to make sure that your computer's not infected.
Tax time is like Christmas for hackers. Your infected PC could give them everything they need to steal your identity and your dough.
Here's the deal. If your computer is taking forever to start up, takes forever to shut down, as slow as molasses, these are all indications that something is in there that shouldn't be. And you want to make sure it's not malicious software that can figure out what you're doing when you're doing your taxes.
That's why Data Doctors does a free tax time PC checkup. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be able to determine if your computer needs special medical attention. And then we'll get it healthy again.
Don't even think about doing your taxes on your PC until you've had your computer checked by Data Doctors.
DataDoctors.com. Click the Find a Location button for the store nearest you.
It's the Data Doctors Radio Program.
Hey, Pinterest is still hot, hot, hot. Probably the hottest social network out there. The problem is, you got to be invited in. You're listening to the show. We'll invite you in. Just let us know on Facebook.com/DataDoctors that you have an interest in Pinterest.
Hey, can I get in too?
Sure.
We'll let you in.
Just make sure your private messaging is turned on so we can talk to you privately.
I'm glad you said that. I was about to.
Yeah.
Tech knowledge for your technology.
Data Doctors Radio Program.
So, at the Moskowitz house,
yes,
we are on a new adventure.
Yeah?
Well, we're going to replace a crappy TV.
Television?
With a new HD TV.
One man.
We have a tube
in
TV. It's the last tube TV left in our home.
Tube? You still have tubes?
On a mission.
It's in our bedroom, actually.
Oh. What?
Too much information.
Well, we're getting.
I don't know what goes on in the Moskowitz house, but that's one of the most important rooms
to have a
You should have a good display.
Maybe that explains the problem. Anyway, we are looking for HDTVs, and I came across this very, very interesting experience when I was in the store.
Okay, quick side question. You're yes. looking at HDTVs as if there's some other choice.
Well, no, I'm looking at new TVs. Okay,
that's so 3 years ago.
I know.
Go ahead.
Actually, you could go to the thrift store.
Can you stop? I'm in the store. And the dude is trying to tell me,
yes.
oh, the contrast ratio this, and the viewing angle that, and the every, he's trying
he
to sell me.
Smoker voice?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, different sales guy.
And he's trying to.
And his name was Shirley.
And he was trying to sell me on all of this stuff, which got me thinking, what's important, what isn't? What do I need to know as a consumer?
You need the special oxygen-free cable. I know that.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The super titanium.
With the gold connectors.
Yeah, you got to have the gold tip. If you don't have the gold tip,
you're no good.
It's not going to work.
That was a James Bond movie.
What is this, a Mike Myers movie now?
So what is important?
It turns on?
Turns out not a whole lot.
So,
contrast ratio. I remember, you and I were both in the audio and video business before in the computer business.
Yes.
Contrast ratio was what you hung your hat on.
Blacker blacks, whiter whites, and more natural skin tone.
This fall.
contrast ratio.
So, not to out those folks in the big box stores, but let's out them.
Okay.
First of all, they've got all of these TVs side by side, right? So that they can show you, well, this one's better. Well, that's an easy thing. Whatever spiffed that day, they're going to make sure and boost the colors and whatever and mute things. They can make that so it's really hard for you to say, no, that's the best picture. You're not going to have that experience at home. You're not going to have anything to compare it to right next to it. So just about everything you get is going to have very similar specs.
And if you're replacing a tube TV, anything is going to look awesome.
It's going to look great. So I would suggest you think more practically, like, does this thing have one of those big shiny glass fronts so that the window that's behind you when you're watching TV is going to cause glare and you're going, well, I wish I'd have gotten something that maybe had didn't have that big piece of glass. Is your wife going to be happy with the physical color and size of this thing?
Is it a DLP, which requires not only depth space, but then has this little bit of noise that it makes for the fan to turn on to keep the bulb cool?
And the bulb burns out all the time.
What about the viewing angle? Because, man, I mean, isn't that important, where you stand in relation to your screen?
Huge issue. That's worth spending an extra $500 to increase the viewing angle by 10%.
Yeah, so viewing angle, not worth anything.
Meaningless.
So the only thing you really need to pay attention to are what you like,
mm-hmm.
what looks good for your family room,
right,
or your bedroom in my case.
Maybe the size is kind of important.
The size of the TV. Energy savings. A lot of these TVs, even though they're supposed to be very energy efficient, are hogs.
The LED-based ones, or OLED, those are going to be the ones that use the least amount of power. And then the
gorgeous
plasma will be the ones that use the most amount of power.
Bottom line is, when you get to the point where you've maybe got it narrowed down to one or two screens, go take a look to see. I mean, there's a million places out there. You can just put the model number in, and you'll see all kinds of people talking about it. Sometimes you can even actively get involved in a discussion. But the bigger thing is, check out the link that we have on all the meaningless stuff so that the next time you go into the store to buy an HDTV and they start pulling this crap on you, you're going to go, sorry, not buying it. DataDoctors.com/radio. Check out the link.
Final question I have for you, Spanky.
Yes, sir.
For the bedroom.
Yes.
3D important? Let's move on.
Think magazines are going to be around much longer? Not really. Check out what Cosmo's done in a very short time. You know Cosmo, the chick magazine? Very impressive numbers. DataDoctors.com/radio. You can see what it is that they were doing.
I think Spanky was really looking for scratch and sniff, not 3D.
Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision. Well, I mean, remember the old text-based?
Yes.
There was a text-based game called Leather Goddesses of Phobos.
Who?
And they, yeah, this is old school.
Whoa.
How does he know about
it? The fact that you know this alarms me.
Well, very scary.
This is age wisdom. Go look it up. It actually came with a big scratch and sniff plate so that as you were playing the game, you'd go, oh, yeah, pizza.
So, Ken, real quick, before we run out of time on today's radio program,
sir?
So you ever go out for the night and you grab directions on your computer at the house before you leave?
Yes.
And then you get in your car.
No, you print and
you,
them out.
But if you don't print them out, you
make
get
it
in the
a
car,
highlight or highlight the important parts.
And then you get in the car and you go, oh, crap, I don't have the directions. They're on my computer at home.
So you look it up again on your car while you're driving.
Yeah, yep. The GPS.
But there's a better way to do that. And, of course, who's bringing you that better way?
Spanky.
The Google.
The ones that know everything about what I do and that are trying to trick me into giving me the information.
They remember where you are.
Remember the early consolidation discussion about we're going to bring all your accounts together in one?
Mm.
By doing that, you can now be logged in on your smartphone and your home computer, look something up, and you'll be able to say, oh, yeah, that's the thing I looked up on my computer, even though you're on your smartphone 20 minutes from your house.
It's with you wherever you go. Google is omnipresent.
It's wicked awesome.
This just in.
Yes.
Google changes their tagline. All your base are indeed belong to us.
Well, those that don't know that, maybe now.
At the end of the day, Google is a fantastic set of tools. It's not just one tool.
No.
It's a fantastic set of tools, and it makes life so much easier and better for everyone. If you just get a grip on all this stuff and really embrace it.
Well, I mean, the privacy thing and behaviors and whatever. Your credit card company knew way before the internet all this stuff that Google knows now.
They had way more stuff on you back then.
Yeah, unless you live on an island, privacy ain't going to happen.
Can you believe this guy's 2 hours of edutainment? Done! We're finished!
That's craziness.
If you have a question anytime during the week, check us out at facebook.com/datadoctors. Ask anytime.
Also, if you missed any of today's program, you can always catch up datadoctors.com/radio, including downloading our podcast.
Hey, and ever have a tech problem you need human help with? That's what we do all week long in our stores all across the country.
That's right. We can help you live and in person, or we can come to you. Just go to datadoctors.com, click on the store locator, and we'll get you all hooked up there.
We even do a free PC checkup while you wait. We can help you in our stores, in your home, at your business. We can even remote in and help you right over the internet.
Until next week, or when we get chat on Facebook. It's the Data Doctors, Ken, Brandon, and Spanky. Time to reboot.
This is the Data Doctors radio program.